very much, Mr. Chairman. Before I would comment on our working paper and make a few additional remarks, I would like to congratulate you for being appointed. You know that you have every possible support from Germany, and we wish you all possible success. Let me express my gratefulness and the gratefulness of my delegation for all your tireless efforts in making progress in MX2. We are convinced that especially your recent initiatives, like the informal consultations, will prove extremely helpful for us. And we congratulate you also on your latest important input to the deliberations in MX2, the latest being your concept note, which we thoroughly analyzed with the result that we absolutely share your perception of where we are standing and about areas of possible convergence. To the German working paper, I thank James Reville and Alicia Anand very much for the excellent work and cooperation that UNIDIR did, and reaching an excellent survey and the study which is the basis of our working paper and which can be the basis of the discussion that we are having. I think I can be quite brief now. We can discuss more things later when we talk about all the working papers. Our working paper just reflects what several workshops and webinars, not only those on the German guidance, have come up with. And the benefit of the working paper is maybe that it definitely outlines options that we could use in our further discussion. The general question is really, do we want a more structured mechanism? And secondly, do we need a more structured mechanism? I think our working paper gives clear positive answers on those two questions. It further outlines major points of discussions which are important, objectives, participation in the forum board or whatever you will call it, and independence. I think in that respect our working paper has the content of showing what is to be discussed. Now to the German position on that working paper as well. In order to make progress, we have also tested our position of recent years in the light of spirit of compromise. And I think we see possibilities to find consensus in the question of participation. We see possibilities in the question of the mandate, if we approach it with clarity. We still see a difficult discussion on funding of a mechanism. We see a lot of consensus on the role of the ISU in a possible mechanism, and we also see some consensus in questions of independence, because we think that can be managed by several in the rules of procedures, several declarations necessary. However, independence is an issue which, even if decided, it never ceases to require attention, especially then in the practice of such a forum. All other issues, which are also mentioned in the working paper, are important, but at the same time, we will not be able to sort out all those details before we make fundamental decision. And in other words, I think we should soon make use of the overwhelming advantages such a S&T review mechanism would have, and work out details then a bit later. Last point, a review mechanism, whatever you call it, is beneficial not only to a part, but to all operational aspects of the BTWC. That is, I think, a very, very important point. Thank you.